Welcome to Short Vart on Parshas Toldos. You know, this week's Parsha, we find the whole story of Yaakov and Esav, twin brothers that were born at the same time, but so different. And the Torah actually tells us that as they got older, perhaps initially they seemed similar, but as they got older, Esav was Ish Yodea Tzayid Ish Sada, a man who knew how to trap, a man of the field. And Yaakov was Ish Tam. He was a simple person, it would seem. Yoshev Ohalim, and he dwelled in this tent. He didn't go out hunting. He was much more of a homeboy. And as a child, you know, when the teacher would teach us about Esav, they would teach us that he was rotten through and through to the core. He was almost like a Al Capone, a mafioso, just a wicked person in general. But if you look in the commentaries, there's a fascinating understanding that comes to the forefront when one thinks about Esav. Rashi kind of alludes to it. Rashi says that Esau would come to his father and he would ask him halacha questions. Do I have to tithe straw? Do I have to give a charity from my salt? And it seemed like Yitzchak was fooled by him, which is kind of perplexing, you know. Would Yitzchak be fooled by a faker? And the commentaries point out that Esau wasn't rotten through and through at all. The problem with Esau was that his external appearance seemed like a good guy. On the forefront, perhaps he seemed like he was somebody with respect, someone who had Torah values, someone who was interested in studying Torah, and could be that the external part of him was really part of his persona. But unfortunately, at the core, he was rotten. And he kind of lived almost like a double life. On one hand, there was a certain part of him that seemed like a regular, functional, wholesome type of Jew. But on the other hand, it was all external. Inside, there was a lot of evil. He was pretty rotten when it comes to the core. And it's exactly what the Torah is teaching us, that Esau was Ish Yodea Tzayid. Esau, the Torah teaches us, he was a man. Two people, he was two different people. He almost had spiritual schizophrenia. On one hand, he could present himself as a good, upright, solid person. But on the other hand, inside, the goodness didn't cut all the way to his core and to his depth. He was almost living like a fake life. But Yaakov, the Torah says, Ish Tam, he was complete. One Ish, the Torah says. His essence, his outside, his inside was pure. He was a Yoshev Ohalim. He was a person that, you know, he wasn't having one persona out there, another persona inside. Through and through, Yaakov was goodness. And you know, in our lives, often, you know, we act and behave in one particular manner when we're in public, perhaps when we're on show, we put on such a good impression. But in the quiet of our homes, when no one else is around, or maybe in places where we're in our comfort zone, we have to ask ourselves, do we act the same way that we present in public? Are we the same kind, generous, complete and wholesome person? Or is there a lot of evil inside of us? Because if there is, then perhaps we are more like Esav than like Yaakov. And here's the most amazing thing. When Yaakov gets the bracha and he has to put on Esav's garments to fool his father, and his father feels him and he realizes that's Esav's garments, but he gives him the blessing, that kind of rectified. Because if you look at Yaakov at that moment, what was Yaakov? Perhaps on the external, he didn't appear like a Yaakov, he appeared like an Esav. But beneath the clothing, internally, that was a Yaakov. And that the essence was pure, and that rectified the issue that Esav has, and that's what earned him the bracha. So we need to take a very hard look at ourselves and try to understand, where exactly do we fit in? Are we more like Yaakov, that we're honest, we're true, from inside, from outside? Or perhaps there's a component of Esav inside of us where on the outside, there's a lot of externality, it's superficial, but inside, we may not be as valuable as we present ourselves. And if that's perhaps an issue, we need to figure out a way to make sure that inside and outside, tocho kibaro, we're pure, we're good, we're innocent, because we're B'nai Yisrael, we're descendants of Yaakov, and we have that capability. Let's take a hard look at ourselves. Let's upgrade our lives. Let's make the purity come inside and outside. And in Mirtz Hashem, we'll merit to live a life of B'nai Yisrael, of the descendants of Yaakov, a life of completion, a life of purity, a life of bracha, of blessing. Have a wonderful, amazing Shabbos.